Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. It's an honor to share God's word with God's people. Let us pray. Father God, it is because of your mercy and grace that we could come to the throne room this day. It is possible for us to come into relationship with you. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful blessings that you so lavishly shower upon us. And for this, Lord Jesus, we give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. The title of my message this morning is The Gift of Forgiveness. The Gift of Forgiveness. Approximately 2 weeks ago on Sunday, April 1st, Christians worldwide celebrated Resurrection Sunday, or as many call this day, Easter Sunday. It is a time of remembrance, a time where we take the time to reflect on the price Jesus paid for our sins. Yes, Jesus gave his life that we might have eternal life. We celebrated with words like, "He is risen," and the great response is, "He is risen indeed." In other words, we mean, for sure, it happened. He is risen indeed. Jesus gave his life on that day that we might have eternal life. John 3:16 states it, for it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus paid it all. And when that payment was made, he can make that statement that came true, that it was finished. That payment was made in full. Then you and I, anyone who believe in Jesus, are saved. We received the gift of salvation. Our sins were forgiven. Forgiveness was extended to us on Calvary. And you might know that this is a very, very serious event that took place. You may understand that. But could we live our lives based on the truth and the effects of that event? Forgiveness. Let's look at some of the definitions of the word forgive. Put it in a little perspective. One of the definitions is to be excused for a fault, injury, or offense. In other words, to be pardoned. God pardoned our sins. He forgave us of all our faults. Another definition for forgive is to absolve from payment of a debt. Do you owe something and somebody paid it off for you? You no longer have that responsibility. You are cleared. So based on that definition, the words of the song rings true. You know that little song that we sing? He paid the debt that he did not owe, and I owe the debt that I could not pay. That full payment occurred at the cross. That full payment occurred when Jesus forgave us of our sins through that event when he died on Calvary for our sins. Forgiveness. That's when we received the gift of forgiveness. Yes, at the cross we received that gift of forgiveness. And having that gift of forgiveness, should we not now extend the gift of forgiveness to those who hurt us? Many of us are willing to accept God's forgiveness for our sins, but refuse to extend forgiveness to others. God forgive us because he loves us. We read in Isaiah 43:25, God's words to his people when they were disobedient, when they were not in proper relationship to him. God said, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. That's love. Forgiveness. Psalms 103 verse 3 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's love. That's the gift of forgiveness. You see, we all might have a list of people we have decided not to extend forgiveness to. We most likely have what we might all consider good reasons why we are not willing to forgive. We have heard some of these reasons. I can't forgive what they did to me. I just can't forgive. Oh, I am still angry for what they have done to me. Oh, I am still so deeply hurt. I can't forgive. Oh, I might forgive, but you know what? I'll never forget. We know that one too. And the list goes on. I just want you to know though, there are some hurts that are very, very deep. And no one should take it lightly. No abuse, physical and otherwise, should be taken lightly. It hurts. It's deep. But God, remember the cross. You see, Jesus spent some time explaining to his disciples about forgiveness. And it was a beautiful way in which Jesus stayed the position regarding forgiveness. And if we look in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, and Jesus was telling them how to pray, how to have relationship with the Lord, and what is necessary, and how we are different from the world. And he made it very simple, and he began by saying, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. That's not what's important. And he's making it clear to them. He said, otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Don't do that. And this is that what would happen. He said, assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward. But my people, this is how I expect you to live. This is how you do it. He said, but when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. You see, the reward comes from the Father. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come by yourself, putting yourself on a pedestal. It comes from God. And guess where you meet him? In that secret place. So you need to spend some time with him. So Jesus went on. This is a very important teaching moment here. Because he weaves himself into the situation and the explanation of forgiveness. He says, and when you pray, you do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, you're different. He expects us to be different. We're peculiar people. He said, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. So, you know, you got to meet with him sometime. Got to pray. He said, and your Father who sees in secret would reward you openly. That's how it works in the kingdom of God. And he said, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. That's not the way. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. It's not about your many words. And now he puts the foundation down. He lays it down firmly. He says, therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. And now here it is. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray. Here's the example. Here is the foundation that it has to be built on. Our Father. And you know, these scriptures I'm about to read, many of us had to memorize these in maybe when we were 5 years old, or at least by 8. You know this. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And here it is. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation. Do not lead us into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. But Jesus didn't stop there. He emphasized forgiveness. And he went on verse 14 and says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, This is the reward, because your Heavenly Father, will also forgive you. And then he wraps it up in verse 15 and says, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Brothers and sisters, there's a consequence. If you refuse, then you lose. Don't lose your relationship with the Lord. There's a serious consequence when you refuse to forgive others. God will not forgive us. If my sins are forgiven, then I am in the right relationship with the Lord. Knowing this, knowing that if our sins are forgiven, we are in a right relationship with the Lord, this should shock us into a change in heart. This should shock us into a forgiving heart. This should push us to give, to offer the gift of forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, forget all your excuses. Stop the computer. Stop adding up your times, number of times you forgive a person. Forgiveness is embedded in the spirit of love, and that's what God gave us. Forgiveness is a gift. Forgiveness is a gift that we received from God, and it is a gift that we must offer to others. As we remember the events of Resurrection Day, I leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul. For he made him who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And that's the position we want, to be in the righteousness of God. And it's in Jesus. Give the gift of forgiveness and be healed, be strengthened, and be comforted by his words. Amen.